The best avant-garde concert that I've been to would have to be Trevor Dunn's Trio Convulsant and the Melvins at Zydeco here in Birmingham, Alabama. It was on September 29th, 2004. This was a Wednesday night. And let me go back a little bit, because I could remember, you know, seeing Dunn's name in the newspaper. I said, Trevor Dunn, the guy from Mr. Bungle? And you know, sure enough, I looked it up on the internet, and it was the same Trevor Dunn. And I didn't know what they sounded like yet. I just heard some like samples on the internet, but I was a Mr. Bungle fan. I said, well, yeah, I would like to go to that show. And so I started seeing who was in the band, and I looked, and you know, Dunn, he didn't have a website yet, or if he did, there was no contact information, as I recall. And I remember, you know, reading about his new record, Sister Phantom Owlfish, and I saw who played on it, and there was a guy on there named Chess Smith. So much like Mike Pride, I looked him up on the internet, and he had a website. And I started looking at you know, his discography, and I saw that he played in a band called Theory of Ruin. And I said, Theory of Ruin? I swear, I downloaded some songs by them. I remember reading about them on Blabbermouth.net. And so there was contact information on there. I wrote him, and I told him about myself. I said, yeah, I'm thinking about coming to that show. And he wrote me back, and we just started talking back and forth. This is like a month plus before this show. And we met. Yeah, I remember going to the show. I remember I remember me and my brother, we get to Zydeco. And I was on the guest list. It was Ed Sod plus one. And you know, I get cleared at the door. They put the little wristband on my wrist, and we walk up the steps. I open the door, and you know, I see the prettiest girl in all of Zydeco, and I am upset that nobody is talking to her. And this girl is Mary Halverson. So I walk in, start talking to her, and we don't talk that long, a few minutes, you know, because Dunn and Chess weren't around. And, you know, it is like I say, I have been saying this for 6 years. That was the best show one of the best club shows I've been to, and it definitely was the best avant-garde show that I've been to. And I still, to this day, I talk about that show. And yeah, so I talked to Mary for a few minutes. Prettiest girl in all of Zydeco, just like I say on Facebook, and just like I have for 6 years. She had it going on, man, with the blonde hair highlights. I still remember. She had the Uma Thurman Kill Bill shoes. I remember. And the best was the leopard skin eyeglasses frames. I do remember all of this stuff. And all this stuff just stuck in my head. And so yeah, we talked for a few minutes, and then I just kind of hung out, and then they came out on stage and they played, and I was loving it. I was loving it because I remember emailing Chess a picture of myself, you know, who to look for at the venue. This is what I look like. And I remember Dunn saw this picture. He showed it to him. And I remember, like, being right up there. Not, like, right exactly up front, but I remember kind of being in the middle of Zydeco. And I remember Dunn gave me, like, a thumbs up, you know, because he saw me in the crowd. He knew who I was. And it was just cool. It was very cool. And I remember, like, running up to my brother. You know, I can remember Dunn getting that bow out and bowing that bass, and I was just loving this stuff, man. And I remember running up to my brother and saying, are you loving this stuff just like me? And, you know, I don't know if it was really his thing, but I surely did love it. And then, you know, they finished their set, And then the Melvins played, and then after they played is actually when I did meet Chess. I remember after Dunn Trio finished, I remember saying, "Hey, Chess!" You know, because he was taking his drums outside of Zydeco. You know, they have like a back door behind the stage that you walk down, and you know, they were taking him to the van. And I said, "Hey, Chess." He said, "Hey, Ed." He said, "We'll talk. Don't worry. We'll hang out. Don't worry." And I can remember after the Melvins played, you know, Chess had changed his clothes. He was wearing all black. And when I remember just hanging out, talking to him, and yeah, he was a cool guy. He was a real cool guy. And I can remember, you know, we closed by saying, "So yeah, Ed, I got your email address. You know, we'll keep in touch." And we did, for years, we did. And Dunn, I didn't talk to him that long, but he was real nice. I can remember walking up to him and shaking his hand, and I told him that I was a big fan of Mr. Bungle and Phantomist, that I really enjoyed the show I just saw, and he was really cool. And I can remember him and Mary and Chess signing the back of like a Charlemagne's, which is a Charlemagne's record, a flyer. That's who got me on the guest list, because you know I would help them out by passing out pens and flyers at shows. They'd get me on the list, you know, and I had on like a Charlemagne's Records T-shirt, and I can remember giving Chess a Charlemagne's pen, writing pen, and Mary a writing pen, and Dunn a writing pen. And I remember they signed the back of like a Charlemagne's record flyer, which I still have to this day, still have it. And so yeah, it was a fun time. They were cool people, and I can remember getting in touch with Chess after this show and saying, you know, if you have any extra copies of CDs, you know, I'd love to hear some of your stuff. Sure enough, you know, like before Christmas, he had sent me, this is 2004, he had sent me Good for Cal CD, and he had sent me their second album, and he had sent me a Theory of Ruin CD, Counterculture Nosebleed. And I, you know, I just loved this stuff, and we just kept talking back and forth, back and forth. And sure enough, you know, June that year, the next year, 2005, you know, we were still talking. He would mail me just stacks of CDs, and the one CD of his, stuff that he played on other people's CDs, but there was this one disc in particular that he sent me, that he's on, and Nels Klein is on it, and Devin Hoff is on it, Todd Sickafoos is on it. It's a real good disc by Carla Bozulich. And this one lady is on this disc, who I am the biggest fan of. I love this lady. Carla Kilstead is on this album called I'm Gonna Stop Killing by Carla Bozulich. And I had never heard anybody play violin like Carla, and Carla Kay. And I said, "Who is this?" And I just kept playing that disc over and over and over again, and I just kept getting albums that Carla Kilstead is on. And before you knew it, you know, I was getting albums. I had one, she's only on one song, but this album rules. It's a John Schott Typical Orchestra. She's on track two. Chess is on that album too. And actually, Graham Khanna, he sent me that disc for Christmas in 2005. I'll get to him in a minute. But yeah, I can remember in that 2005 batch, he had sent me CDs by this guy named Graham Khanna. I didn't know who he was, but I remember there was like an Earthlink email address, and I wrote him, and we just started talking back and forth. So here we go again, you know, I just start talking to somebody else, you know, through email, who just started sending me stuff, more albums that Carla Kilstead just happened to be on. And before you know it, I have like 20-something albums Carla Kilstead is on. And when I finally met Carla, you know, April 24, 2009, I suppose, you know, we were talking for 2 years, you know, when I was on MySpace, and I still am on MySpace, you know, I was a little nervous, you know, because when you talk on the computer, it's kind of different than meeting somebody, but it was totally cool. She was like the nicest and prettiest lady I've ever met. I can remember bringing her like just a stack of CDs that I thought that she might like, stuff that I had extras of. Albert Eiler, just a bunch of different stuff, some stoner rock stuff that I have MP3s of. I don't need. I just gave it to her because she rules. But yeah. So anyway, going back to Graham Khanna, I wrote him, and he sent me some more albums of his that I didn't have, that Chess didn't send me, and more albums that Trevor Dunn was on. So I just started collecting these people. Like Chess Smith, Trevor Dunn, Carla Kilstead, Graham Khanna. I would have stuff that Devin Hoff was on. Just all these different people. And I have the time, you know, so I would just write these people. And most of them would write me back. Most of them were just real cool with like, yeah, I got a new album coming out. I'll send it to you. So that's how a lot of this stuff just kind of happened, because I did go to that show. And I still think that the Dunn Trio show was one of the best shows that I've been to. And as a result, you know, I'm on MySpace, I'm on Facebook, I get all this music because I'm Ed Sott.